Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need, but there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34th of the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Guess who's here, folks? The home problem solver, the green bag lady. The green bag lady, that one. The one, the beautiful face that you see on the Home Shopping Network and all that. She sold a billion, something under a billion green boxes and cake cutters. And she's one of the great entrepreneurs and inventors of our time. And she's our friend. That's the cool part. Debbie Meyer, welcome back.
Well, thank you. And being your friend is the cool part.
It is for us. We feel like we've gotten a new high water mark when you decide to hang out with us. And of course, folks, the ladies love the green bags and the green boxes, right? And all the other green. So of course, my favorite is the cake cutter, and especially when I found out you could expand the size of the cake cut, slice. That's a big deal to me. So, all right, Debbie, I'm glad you're here, and you're running a business like a small business like the rest of it, even though it's a global business, but it's still, you're still making payroll and making decisions, and we love that about you. What's on your mind today? What have you got that's pressing that you think we need to pay attention to?
Well, it's something that you do so very, very well, and that's communicate. It's communication. We live in a day of instant connection, and yet we're not really communicating. And for many people, instant just takes too long now. And they're abbreviating everything down to one word or a couple of letters, which isn't very clear to everybody necessarily. And it leads to a lot of misunderstandings and frayed nerves and wasted time and, rework.
Well, we just had this conversation yesterday with some of my younger members of my family, and it is one of the real challenges that baby boomers have with millennials these days, and that's the fact that millennials want to do more texting, and baby boomers want to do more talking, and
they all want to do more communicating, which is defining what they're talking about.
Well, yeah, but what I'm saying though is you talking about all the abbreviations and everything. There's so much, you and I both know, there's so much that's missed in a conversation when you can't hear the voice or see the face.
Absolutely. Well, nuance is such a huge part of communication. What's the first communication you have as a baby? It's sight.
Yeah.
Then it becomes sound because you finally figure out that sound gets you something. So, parents are always telling children, use your words. And then they're growing up and not using words at all. you're back to square one. The thing that really is, to me, the crux of it, is that in contracts, terms have to be defined very specifically, or no one knows what they're agreeing to.
Mm-hmm.
I think language, everyday language, needs to be, it doesn't have to be stilted, it doesn't have to be legalese, but it needs to be very, very clearly defined. I've had conversations with people who fill their entire speech with nothing but pronouns. Say he talked to him about her, and she said this. And
right.
I'm sitting there going, "Who's he?
Who's we? Who's on?" You say, "Who's on first, right?
and it's frustrating, and it leads to so much misunderstanding. And I think the key part is that communication actually begins with listening. It's not the verbal, it's not necessarily your responses, it's listening. Because so many people are only thinking about what they want to say, what they're going to say next, what they're going to write next, and they're missing what is being said.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, what they're going to say may be inappropriate totally to the entire subject.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that happens a lot. And that's That's an important point for salespeople, especially because we've got so much that we want to say. We think we've been trained. We have all this product information. We have all these sales skills we learned, and we just can't wait to get it all out there. And we dump it on the desk, and it's totally inappropriate most of the time.
What are you usually looking for from if you're listening to if you want to deal with a client, you want the client to hire you, or you want the client to buy your product, what do you have to know? You have to know something about them. You can't know it to listen to them. You can't fulfill their needs. You can't solve their problems unless you let them tell you what they are.
The gold is in their head. That's the key. Yes. Hold on to that thought. Debbie, I need your website, please.
It's debbiemeyer.com.
M-E-Y-E-R-I-E on the Debbie and the M-E-Y-E-R. DebbieMeyer.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did. 22. I'm Jim Blassingham. Here's Mad Dog Joe Cocker. Take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.